In Sochi, it is easy to forget that you're at the Winter Olympics. Temperatures in the past week have topped 20 degrees Celsius, bringing many visitors onto the beach. Tatiana, Elena and Irina are from Vologda, a city north of Moscow. They're here to take part in the Olympic closing ceremony.
To our surprise, the weather's very good here. The snow is in the mountains, but here on the beach, we're getting a suntan.
The Black Sea coastline has long attracted Russians to Sochi. Vacation homes known as dachas dot the surrounding hills. It was a favorite retreat of Joseph Stalin. On weekends, hundreds of fishermen line the shore. Leon Topjan says today's catch, Black Sea mullet, is not very big.
You fry them slowly, gently. They are very sweet.
Ina Golovin is taking a break from her job working in a Russian folk museum near the beach.
The Black Sea is very beautiful. We love living in Russia, in this region of Krasnodar.
The snow-capped Caucasus Mountains are the one reminder that not too far away, athletes are speeding down the slopes. But the beach promenade offers a relaxing time out for Grisha Vorosev, who's visiting from Moscow.
Сейчас там около минус 15, minus 15 degrees. Yes, cold, winter, snow. А здесь классно, здорово. Warm. Я купался, swam. Yesterday I swam in Black Sea.
Pods of dolphins make a daily appearance a few hundred meters offshore. Further out, Russian Navy vessels sit at anchor, part of the so-called Ring of Steel, to counter the terror threat. While the Black Sea forms a picturesque backdrop to the Games, it's also seen as a security risk by Russian authorities, who have closed the waters to all boats except for their own patrol vessels. But for most Sochi visitors, a visit to the beach provides a respite from the security checks and bustle of the Olympic Park. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Sochi.